We're excited to catch up with Lori Helms. She's with the City of Rock Hill Parks, Recreation, and Tourism Department, and she's making sure we are not bored a minute this summer. Good morning to you, Lori.
I'm happy to be here. Thank you so
much. Thanks for being here.
You know, the Old Town Association is a big part of our department and what we do. So on behalf of my friends Sam and Elsie with the Old Town Association, I'm excited to talk about Red, White, and Boom. Yeah. You kind of got a patriotic theme going on today,
we
right?
Do.
We just heard
we
from Jackie K.
All day,
so
that's right.
Here's what's going to be happening in Rock Hill. So Red, White, and Boom, Friday, July 4th. Starts at 4 p.m., goes until 9 p.m., so the event will be on Main Street with some offshoots on some of the side streets there. Music will be 50-watt Freight Train and Clay Page. There'll be two different stages set up for music. There will be a splash zone, kids' rides, a cool-off and misting zone. Pretty sure we will need that.
We need that today.
We do. This morning, walked out the door and woo. So that'll be awesome. There will be lots of food trucks, lots of vendors, all kinds of great stuff. Slippery Stairs will be here. I didn't know if you knew that or not. I know you're a big fan.
Yes.
And competitor, and you got to experience that. If you don't know, Slippery Stairs is an activity, a sport, using the air quotes, that has been part of ESPN's The Ocho, mm-hmm. when that day of interesting sports has been held in Rock Hill. Well, Slippery Stairs is a staircase built of wood and with plastic vinyl over it and slippery substance coming down and competitors are trying to beat each other to the top. Is that a good summary?
Gloria.
And it's kind of a no-holds bar.
I couldn't explain it better.
Yeah. You can pull them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kick. Yeah. It's a...
Yeah. And if you're new here, Lucas and others from the station got to try it out last year. And
I will say it is easier said than done, meaning if you are watching it on television or watching it in person, you would say to yourself, gosh, I would do such a great job at that.
Sure.
Give it a try. I thought the same thing until you are covered and smothered with the oil and the mixture.
Is it dish soap?
It's dish soap and some like baby oil. And in years past,
it's like a recipe.
They said they made it easier. Or it was easier for competitors. So last year they made it harder. And it was a slippery mess, but it was so much fun.
They didn't even say what the secret ingredient that they added
with the new ingredient.
But it's so much fun. So you can watch your neighbor slip and slide all over the city of Rock Hill.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, the folks that put on that event love Rock Hill.
Paul Higgins
is
his name.
So I think our past experience in hosting them, kudos to Brian Jones with the Sports and Events Center and our tourism division who recruits a lot of these events to the arena there. It's been a good partnership. So they apparently Slippery Stairs is doing a tour around the country, and they wanted to start it in Rock Hill.
Love
so
it. Pop-ups.
It won't be aired live, but it will be aired. There are participants already. Mm-hmm. They tend to recruit or select their own, so you won't be showing up and raising your hand to do it. But please come enjoy the fun. And again, this is part of Red, White, and Boom on July 4th. That event will take place around 6 o'clock, and they'll be constructing that in the parking lot next to the Wells Fargo there on Main Street. So that's where the event will take place. So Slippery Stairs will be part of Red, White, and Boom. Fireworks will go off around 9, little before 9 in that area. And the big question, the best place to watch those is actually there from that parking lot at Wells Fargo and just look across Dave Lyle. They'll be over in that direction. So Red, White, and Boom, lots of fun Friday, July 4th from 4 to 9 p.m. on Main Street.
Perfect. Lori Helms is with Rock Hill Parks, Recreation, and Tourism. We've got our summer camps that are underway. If parents are already tired of their kids this summer, or if the kids are already tired of their parents, are there some spots still available where the kids can leave the house for a couple of hours?
There are. Yeah, my neighbor the other day caught me and she said, hey, my grandson, I've got someone here, you know, he's going to be here for the next couple of weeks, want to find some things to do. So I said, yeah, check these out. Tennis is one of our camps that kind of goes all summer long. So every week We have youth clinics. You would be signing up for just a week at a time, or I think it's 4 days. Fridays are sort of the weather day. You know, if there's a bad weather, they reschedule that to Fridays. They're in the mornings, ages 8 to 13. At the Rock Hill Tennis Center, and kids are kind of grouped according to ability or level, so we can do kind of beginner through intermediate. And then for the little kids, it's called Little Toes. There 2 weeks in July, we will run that program as well, July 7th that week, and the week of July 21st, and that's for the younger ones, ages 4 to 8. With great staff at the Tennis Center, mm-hmm. They always hire some wonderful summer staff as well to work with your kids. Soccer would be another one. This is taking place at Manchester Meadows, but it's our partner, Charlotte Independence Soccer, that runs that program. Mm-hmm. So you can sign up for that online through our website, but you're signing up for their camp that's being held there. That camp, the one that's coming up in July, is focusing on shooting and goalkeeping. So this is great for someone that's wanting to enhance those particular skills, ages 7 to 14. The camp is July 14th through the 18th. So check that out. And I think they take registration until like the day before.
Mm. Okay.
Some of our other ones we have cut off when they get full, but you can continue to sign up for that one. And then we do have a variety of BMX camps, but I really want to talk about the one-day beginner camp. We just ran one. I think it was last week. But it's 1 day, which is great. So just come in, check it out. You can sign up for it more than once, I think, if you want to. But we do have these one-day camps coming up July 22nd, 23rd, and 24th. It's great to get started, ages 6 to 12. It's held in the mornings. We can loan you a bike and a helmet because, again, if you're getting started, you may not have those things and parents may not know, do I buy them or not? Because mm-hmm. my child may not even like that or enjoy it. So it's good. We try to keep those things in mind.
But you're also doing it 1 day, which is a good example, right? Because you don't want the parents to go out there and buy all the gear.
Sure.
Their kid goes to 1 day camp and then they don't want to do it. Then what are you going to do with this equipment? So this is what a gift to give parents.
Yeah.
Because kids just want to see if they like it. And to your point, if they like it, they might can go the next day if there's mm-hmm. spots available. And then you might have a BMX rider in your house. Or you might just say, been there, done that.
Right.
No, thank you.
And I do know that some of the BMX riders that we have talked to and that we see win very often started at this 1 day BMX camp when they were little. So
absolutely.
This could be, you know, we could see the budding BMX stars coming out of these 1 day camps.
Absolutely. So. And I shouted out the tennis staff. Same with BMX. We have great staff mm-hmm. there. Both of the tennis and BMX cycling, both of those we are teaching year round. It's not just that we offer these things in the summer. So these programs, they may be a little bit different during the year, but your child and you as an adult can learn at any point during the year. And we have programs for that.
But
so
you already do need to know how to ride a bike. We need to say that.
Yes,
too.
That's a good point. Yeah. Yes, we are not teaching.
This is not bike riding.
That's right.
We need to be pretty proficient on a bicycle in the neighborhood.
And they do get that question.
Yeah,
so I know.
Thank
you for prompting.
Say that.
Yeah. Now we do have programs for that. This is not the
right.
one.
This is
not it.
Yeah, you're going down that big hill fast. Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Good time to shout out our website, cityofrockhill.com/PRT. And real quick, can I talk about pools?
Yes,
have time,
please.
Great.
Yep.
City pools are open if you need to cool off. Our two pools, Boyd Hill Recreation Center, that is on Constitution Boulevard, and Emmett Scott Recreation Center, that is on Crawford Road. The fee per use is 75 cents for kids, $2 for an adult, that's for the day. And the hours at Boyd Hill, Mondays through Fridays from 2 to 6. Saturdays 1 to 5, and Emmett Scott Recreation Center, the hours for the pool there, Monday through Friday 1 to 6, and Saturday 1 to 5. Our camps, some other programs are using them in the mornings, which is why for the public our hours are in the afternoon. But yeah.
Fantastic. All right. That's a recap of what's happening in the city of Rock Hill, starting with Red, White, and Boom, and continuing all the way through July. Lori, great catching up with you, friend. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Lori.
Thank you both.